The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to On the Bench. I'm Josh Newberg, and I've got Zach Blostein here with me. Chris Knee and Brendan Sinone, the other guys from Knowles 24/7. Yeah, they're on the practice field right now covering the last day of open practice, I believe it is today, before the walkthrough. So we figure today we're just going to sit down and do a little recruiting podcast. What do you say, Zach?
Let's go.
All right. We got a big group of visitors coming in for this weekend. Florida State hosted dozens of official visitors already this summer. We covered that in its entirety back in June. And here we go again, the first week of the season. Zach, right now it looks like we have 11 official visitors. Several of them are commitments. And as you know, only 2022 prospects can take official visits. That's when the trip is paid for by the school and they are hosted by the school for the entire weekend. Now, we're going to get into some unofficial visitors, but let's start with the official visitors. Go down the commits. Which FSU commitments are going to be at this game first?
Yeah, so you start at the quarterback position. AJ Duffy is going to be there kind of leading the charge with his recruiting efforts. And you also get running back Rodney Hill, receiver Devon Mortimer, tight end Brian Courtney, and then the five-star defensive back duo of Travis Hunter and Sam McCall to close out that commitment group for the official visitors, because there's some others that will be joining them unofficially as well.
Yeah, there's going to be several unofficial visitors. Let's run down this real quick. Five-star wide receiver Kevin Coleman, four-star wide receiver Julius Skinner, both of them uncommitted. Four-star linebacker Daniel Martin, FSU in a battle with Oregon and Vanderbilt for him. Nigel E. Kelly, the one-time FSU commitment, comes back into town. And Kendrick Law, who is a four-star DB out of Louisiana, he took an unofficial visit to FSU back in June, and he's back on campus. Take Travis Hunter off this list for right now. Who's Florida State's best recruiter in this group?
It honestly might be either AJ Duffy or Sam McCall. Mm-hmm. Both aren't as outspoken as Travis Hunter from just my interactions with them, but McCall does a great job in his own right. And then Duffy obviously is kind of a leader, leads one of the best teams in the country in IMG. I think
he's at a leading position too. Like he's a quarterback. They're natural born leaders, but, who was I going to say? Don't sleep on Rodney Hill.
Yeah, for sure.
Rodney tries to get in there and mix it up, but he's kind of like the outlier because he's from Virginia. So the guys like him, but he's just like not always right in the mix with the others. But Rodney gets it done for FSU too. He's a great ambassador for the program. Let's dive into some of these uncommitted official visitors. We got Kevin Coleman. This will be Kevin Coleman's first trip back to FSU since the spring game. Is that right?
No, he was at Midnight Madness.
Midnight Madness. Yeah. You're right. So the very first day of June, he was on campus, hasn't been back since. What's the rundown on Kevin Coleman, five-star wide receiver?
Yeah, so the big storyline over the summer with his recruitment was that he didn't go to Alabama. That was kind of the team that we had thought, and even I think the FSU coaches thought, was their biggest competition within his recruitment. He doesn't go and visit there, but he did go and trip out to Oregon at the end of July, and they seem like a solid contender. So it looks like an FSU-Oregon battle. Obviously, he'll probably take some more trips here during the season, official visits, along with this FSU one, because I believe this is his first official. But yeah, I think FSU still sits in a good spot with him.
Yeah, I think so too. And Kevin Coleman's one of those prospects that has gone on record a couple times saying he wants to see how Florida State plays this season. So this is I don't want to say it's a make or break game for Florida State, but if they do come out and play really well, they might be able to seal it up. They might be able to seal it up with Kevin Coleman. All right, moving on to Jahlil Skinner. He's a four-star wide receiver slash tight end at IMG Academy. Skinner has been on campus twice this summer.
I think once.
Once for Midnight Madness. And that was an unofficial visit. So he's returning on his official visit to Florida State. Jahlil Skinner, one of the top tight end prospects, wide receiver prospects in the country. Who's in it for him? What are we looking at with Jahlil Skinner?
Yeah, so the biggest storyline is this is his final official visit. He has a commitment date set for October 9th, but he took all other four official visits in the month of June. I believe they were to Texas, Miami, Alabama, and Florida. He also unofficially visited Clemson during that month, and they remain involved. But it seems like right now, Miami and Alabama are kind of FSU's biggest competitors within his recruitment. If FSU has a strong showing against Notre Dame, they're definitely going to, you know, have an upper edge, you know, only a month away from his commitment.
And he'll be there with his teammate, AJ Duffy, who's committed to FSU, and they'll both be on their official visit. So that's nice. Daniel Martin, we talk a lot about linebacker recruiting on the Knowles 24/7 message board, mainly because FSU has been missing on a couple linebackers, but one that they are in on is four-star linebacker Daniel Martin. What do we know on him?
Yeah, so I think he's, you know, an important recruit for them. Like you mentioned, you know, the Jaren Willis situation is still going on. We'll talk about that. But Daniel Martin's kind of a really athletic linebacker who goes both ways for his school. Oregon also got him on campus at the end of July. And, Vanderbilt's still a strong player. He took his official visit to Vanderbilt at the end of June, I believe. Mm-hmm. So this will be his official to FSU. Obviously, you know, they need to land linebackers. That's a position of need for sure on this roster. So Daniel Martin could be an important piece for that. And I think, I don't know if he's given a commitment, timeline, but I believe he said in the past that he could commit at any time. So it'll be interesting to see where things stand after this official.
Yeah. Nigel Kelly, four-star defensive end. He'll be back in Tallahassee. Nigel Kelly was committed to Florida State for a while. He decommitted on May 1st. He returned to campus in June with his mother. It looked like it went well, but are we believing that Nigel Leek's about to jump back in the boat, or is this one still a battle?
Yeah, I mean, I think his recruitment's far from over. Like, I think this is going to be one of those that just extends into, you know, close to signing day, because he's got so many teams across the country involved with him. He took officials to LSU and Oregon. And when I talked to him a couple of weeks ago when I was down in South Florida, he talked about those two schools the most, and it seems like they're standing out. He was at Miami a lot this summer, but FSU has a chance to regain momentum in his recruitment with this official. So, like with all these recruits, if they show an improved product in the field, whether that's a, you know, losing by a little, or, you know, even winning the game, which is would be, you know, kind of insane, but that would just go lengths with trying to get him back in the class. It's so important that they land someone of his caliber at that position of defensive line, because we've talked about so much that they need
they need an impact quality
pass rusher. Yeah,
not just a quality one. I mean, we feel like Florida State signed some quality ones, but they haven't had that like game breaker. They haven't had anybody to replace a Brian Burns since Brian Burns left in 2017. So they are big game hunting with Nigel Eek and Marvin Jones Jr. and some others, but having had Nigel Eek Kelly's commitment already once, you know, it makes you feel like, well, this is maybe one that we could get back. So moving on from there, the final uncommitted prospect that we want to talk about for the 2022 class that's taking an official visit to Florida State is Kendrick Law. I think Florida State's kind of a long shot for Law right now, but they are in his top three. He's going to visit FSU, LSU, and Alabama. The kid is from Louisiana, so you can't ever overlook LSU in this one. But the fact that he came to Florida State on his own dime in June and is coming back for an official visit, there's legitimate interest there. Kendrick Law is a two-way player. Is there any chance Florida State could recruit him as a wide receiver, or do you see him as truly a DB?
I mean, from what I've heard, just, you know, when he was on campus, he told us that he was being recruited as a DB. His main guy that he talks to is Marcus Woodson. So, you know, that's all I've heard so far. I know he goes two ways and he's pretty good as a receiver as well. So, you know, I'm sure some schools are recruiting him as that. But yeah, I think Marcus Woodson's done a great job recruiting him as a DB so far.
Yeah. All right. So Florida State, just to recap the 2022 class, will bring in 11 official visitors. Most of them are committed. There's a handful that we just reviewed that are not. But FSU currently sits at number 10 in the 2022 rankings. We're heading into the season ranked number 10. Pretty unbelievable considering the team's coming off of a 3-win season. The Noles have 18 commitments, so there's still room for more. We'll see what happens after this weekend. As always, stick with Noles 24/7 because we'll be all over this. Now let's move on to some of the unofficial visitors that are coming in for the 2022 class. There's several commitments. I'll run through these real fast and then we'll get to the uncommitted guys. Jarrell Powers, FSU 3-star tight end commitment. 4-star offensive lineman Tavius Woody is coming on an unofficial. 4-star offensive lineman Quayshon Sapp. 3-star offensive lineman Daughtry Richardson. 4-star defensive lineman Travion Williams will be here. 3-star linebacker Omar Graham, going to come see the Noles. 3-star defensive lineman Aaron Hester, 3-star D-line Bishop Thomas, and 3-star defensive lineman Daniel Lyons is coming in. Those are all guys that are currently committed to the Noles. Now let's review some of the guys that are not yet committed. There's only two names on here, but boy, are they some big names at positions of need for FSU. So 4-star offensive lineman Julian Armella told Andrew Ivins a couple days ago that he would indeed be at this game. Do we know if he's coming with his pops, who used to play for FSU?
That wasn't detailed in the report, but, you know, that'll be definitely something that I'm looking out for on Sunday when he arrives.
Okay, good. And then the other one, I mean, and Julian Armella is a big piece on FSU's recruiting board. I know they have 6 commitments on the offensive line, but if Julian Armella wants in, he'll have a spot. And then the other guy that they're bringing in on an unofficial visit, a familiar name, Jerron Willis, the 4-star linebacker out of South Georgia, who has made 2 commitments, both of them to Georgia Tech, is still talking to Florida State and will be in Tallahassee for the game. What's going on with Jerron Willis?
Man, you know, I try to stay away from that recruitment because I pictured it as over when he made his, second announcement, you know, claiming that he was locked in with Georgia Tech. And usually when you're locked in with the school, you don't go and, you know, visit other schools or even entertain other schools. But I messaged him last week and he confirmed that he'll still be at the FSU Notre Dame game. You know, I think this is FSU's chance to get back in it with him. You know, they tried once back in the spring. He committed to Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. They brought him in on an official and it seemed like, you know, they had a chance at flipping him, but Georgia Tech was able to weather the storm, it seemed like, over the course of the next month of July and, you know, into August. And, you know, Chris Marv and FSU are going to have to, you know, make something happen. It's going
to
be
tough. Still got work to do.
Yeah.
There's still work to be done there. All right. We'll move on to some of the 2023 guys here in a second. Florida State has quietly been building a very solid 2024 class, headed up by Lamont Green Jr., the 4-star legacy prospect who is a pass rusher, 6'5", 215 pounds. He's going to be in town. We have a bunch of 2023 names on here. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll just go through the committed guys. Lamont Green Jr. is going to be here. 3-star wide receiver Vendravius Jacobs is going to be in town, and 3-star quarterback Chris Parson. Parson is out of Tennessee. That's interesting to see him making the unofficial trip down to Tallahassee for the game. There's about 20, 2023 guys on this list. Who stands out to you?
I think the receiver position, you know, with 5-star receiver Jaylen Brown, who was at FSU multiple times this summer, and then 4-star receiver Hakeem Williams, as well as Nathaniel Joseph, another 4-star wideout. All 3 of those guys reside in the South Florida area. All big-time targets for FSU in that 2023 receiver class that is pretty stacked, especially in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. Also, 4-star linebacker Raylan Wilson. He's a guy that I know Florida State has had their eyes on. 5-star DB Tony Mitchell is going to be back. 5-star DB Sonny Styles. There is some definite star power. I like DB Sharif Denson. He's had an excellent summer and offseason. Just some unbelievable names on here, really. There's sure. also some 2024. I'm scrolling down the list. There's some 2024 guys. My boy T.A. Cunningham. He'll be back in town. He's a 6'6", 265-pound defensive lineman, maybe offensive tackle. We'll see what he emerges into. But T.A. Cunningham is ranked as the 7th best overall prospect in America for the 2024 class. So it just doesn't stop. Recruiting just doesn't stop for these guys. Does it, Zach?
Never.
You know that.
Yep.
And speaking of doesn't stop, I'm going to have a scoop out on Knowles 24/7 later in the week, maybe Friday. But I expect the FSU coaches to be on the road this weekend. The game's not until Sunday night. There's plenty of big games being played on Friday night across the country in high school. And I think the FSU staff is going to take advantage of that and go see some top prospects. Eager to see where they end up at, because that's, you know, kind of telling. Always to see who the coaches go out on the road to first to go see, especially I think Mike Norvell will probably be out on the trail as well. I expect the full staff to be out on the trail. So we'll have more on Knowles 24/7 on that. Zach, what are your expectations for the weekend?
Yeah, man. It's just one of those games where, you know, obviously FSU is investing a lot into this weekend, bringing in so many guys. You know, they're underdogs in this game. So it's like, you know, the expectation is that they're not supposed to win. So if they do pull off an upset, the recruiting, you know, bonanza that would happen after such a win would be crazy. But I'm just really interested to see, like, if you know, what's predicted happens, they lose the game, just what the reaction is from the recruits. That's what I'm going to be keeping an eye on. Right. 'Cause we've seen in the past, you know, it all depends on how FSU plays the game. Do they keep it close? Is it a blowout? If it's a blowout, it's, you know, it's one of those awkward things where you're, you know, trying to, you know, gather recruit reactions, and it's kind of, you know, not something that is very
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes after some of those losses, reaching out to some of these prospects to see what they thought of the game is uncomfortable. We hope that even if they do lose, it's not a situation where it's like, hey, how do you feel about that 58-17 loss? You know, hopefully it's something else where they, even if it's a loss, they have a great experience. I think that's what we're hoping for in this game. Notre Dame comes in with a bunch of new players, and so does FSU. But if they can pull this upset and they can come out of there with a win, who are some of the names that you might be looking at? Maybe not to say like, oh, I think this kid's going to commit, but like, who would you reach out to maybe ask if they committed, or who are some of the guys that would be on your radar to possibly do that?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the official visitors, the only thing that, you know, pauses me with those on, you know, a commitment coming in the coming days of after a win would be just them having commitment dates already set up for the future, like Jilla Skinner, like we mentioned, and then Kevin Coleman set up for the All-American game. But recruits change their mind. We've seen, you know, a lot of recruits say they're going to announce at an All-American mm-hmm. game and then, you know, announce 6 months earlier. So I would definitely hit up, you know, those two guys, Jaleel Skinner and Kevin Coleman, just see where their heads are at. And you know, if they do win, I'll definitely talk to them probably on that Monday when they leave Tallahassee. And then you look at, you know, Nigel E. Kelly, see where, you know, if FSU moved up a lot. Daniel Martin, you know, I think they can make a major play. And then Kendrick Law, can they get in that mix with, I think, you know, Alabama and LSU kind of perceived as the leaders for him right now.
Right. It's going to be a big weekend. Now, I've confirmed that Florida State's official visitors will arrive on Saturday. There's not going to be any official visitors in until then. As we know, official visits are allowed two-night hotel stay, and the school can pay for everything else. So I'm expecting the prospects to arrive sometime on Saturday, probably in the afternoon. And then I think everybody will be on the road beginning on Monday morning. We'll start seeing guys trickle out of the more one by one, probably, of the 11 official visitors. Now, the unofficial visitors, they're not necessarily – I mean, we don't know if some of them are going to stick around. They might head home. You never know, depending on, you know, a South Georgia drive compared to a South Florida drive from Tallahassee is a big difference. But it's going to be a ton of recruiting coverage on Knowles 24/7. Zach, I know August was a little slow for recruiting, but are you ready to jump back into it?
Oh yeah. Gonna start off going to see some guys at the Lowndes versus Lake Gibson game this Friday.
Some guys.
Yeah.
We're going to see like two of the best defensive backs in America, Sam McCall and Cormani McClain.
For sure. Jalen Glover's going to be there. And then they face off against Miami's quarterback commit, Ja'Kuri Brown. So that'll be a cool matchup. But yeah, kicking off the weekend, and then we'll go into, you know, all the official visit, unofficial visit coverage. Definitely stay locked in to Knowles 24/7 for all that
yep. juice. And later this week, Chris Knee and Brendan Sinone are going to do a game preview. So we'll be back with another On the Bench on Thursday or Friday morning. So until then, talk to you guys later.
Bright shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.